MP for East Antrim. Sammy, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Sammy. It doesn't sound good when the BBC broadcast what you said to that man. He wanted rid of the ethnic minorities and you agreed with him.
Well, I mean, first of all, the BBC did not broadcast what I said to the man, nor indeed what I said to the BBC. And I think that what you, the selected piece that you heard was a disgraceful piece. I mean, first of all, can I just, so that we don't have to go back over my stance on these issues, Frank, can I make it quite clear that I find the attempt by BBC to label me as some kind of racist as deeply offensive, especially given the kind of personal relationships I have with many people within what people would call the ethnic community. I simply call them Northern Ireland people who are a different colour from me. And that whether that's in the Chinese community, the Pakistani community. Indeed, Frank, can I just say this? I mean, it's a well-known fact. For a number of years, I actually provided lodgings in my own home for people from the Chinese community who stayed with me and were students, and also someone from Iran. So I'm no racist, and I've no gripe about the ethnic community, as the BBC have described.
Okay, but Sammy, but in fairness, you know, I heard the comment myself. You're out and about with a BBC reporter. The BBC reporter walks away. The microphone is still on. A man asks you what you're doing. You say, we're doing a programme on the BBC about the European Union to stay in or get out. I'm going around talking to people and then they're going to do an interview with me. The man then said to you, I'd say, get out of it. Between you and me, get the ethnics out too. And you replied, you're absolutely right, you know.
No, Frank. Let me explain something. First of all, this idea that somehow or other this was caught in secret. There was a camera beside me. The reporter was yards away from me. This was not something that I wandered away from them, happened to say something in secret, and then got caught.
But why did you say you're absolutely right? When the man said, we've got to get the ethnics out too, why did you say you're absolutely right, you know?
No, the question I spoke to the man and I said, we're doing an interview about the European referendum. And you've quoted that bit already. As to whether we should get in or out. The man replied, I think we should get out. And I replied, you're absolutely right. Now, he did add the bit about the ethnic community. I wasn't responding to that. I was responding to the question which I had asked him in the first place.
But the man actually said, I'd say, get out. Between you and me, get the ethnics out too. At that point, you said you're absolutely right.
No, because he had finished his sentence and I responded to the question which I had asked him and the answer which he had given me, which was, let's get them out. But, you know, if had there been any ambiguity, there was 2.5 hours of this, by the way, had there been any ambiguity, The reporter only had to look at the questions he asked me about immigration later on, because he did ask me about immigration, in which I made it quite clear that I was not opposed. In fact, I believe that immigration probably was essential for parts of our economy. My only view on immigration was that we should have control of our own borders. We should decide how many people come in, what kind of skills they had. We should make consideration in relation to what public services could bear, and also we should be able to put those people out who we didn't want in our country because they misbehaved. So he actually asked me about immigration, so he knew my views on immigration, yet they chose to ignore that part of the interview, and it was quite an extensive part of the interview.
That's why I say, Frank, that
the way in which BBC sought to twist this interview was to try and generate controversy where there was no controversy, to try and put a view across that I believe something which I don't believe, which I don't personally practice, and for that reason I think I have every right to be angry about the way in which they've dealt with this.
However, is your main defence the fact that you didn't hear the man say, get the ethnics out too?
My main defence is, this was one of like 30 interviews, so I don't even remember the real context, but my main defence is that I asked him a specific issue, about a specific issue, i.e. should we get in or out of Europe, and he said we should get out, and I said, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, but the BBC have the recording of what exactly happened. They haven't doctored any tape. They have presented it as it was said.
No, they have. No, that's not true.
But hold on, Sammy. You know, I know how we would work here in UTV, and I know how the BBC would work. They wouldn't re-edit the tape. So the man said, in reply to you, when you said that you were working with the BBC and you were about to do an interview with the European Union, the man replied verbatim, I'd say, get out of it. Between you and me, get the ethnics out too. You immediately said, you're absolutely right, you know.
And I was responding to the question which I had asked him about whether or not we should be in the EU.
But he did say, get the ethnics out. Did you not hear that?
I'm sure I probably did hear it, but that wasn't what I was responding to. I was responding to the question which I specifically asked him, and it may well be. I mean, you're going back over an interview which took place 3 weeks ago. There was an hour and a half of it walking around the market. You know, in a conversation like that, very often you take out. I know what I'd asked him, and I know what he had replied in response to my question, and I agreed with him.
Now, I appreciate you coming on with us this morning. Are you going to go back on the BBC again?
I certainly am. And, you know, all I would say to you, Frank, and, you know, I've stated my own personal stance in these matters, and it's well known. And, in fact, you know, I'm the only person from the non-Chinese community on the Chinese community or the Chinese Chamber of Commerce because of the work I did with them. Not so long ago, my friends in the Pakistani community had me out watching Mrs. Brown's Boys in their own private box at the Odyssey. So I don't think I need to defend myself as far as my stance on people who are of a different ethnic background than I am.
Well, that's probably as multicultural as you can get, Sammy, going with the Pakistani community to see Mrs. Brown's Boys in Northern Ireland.
That's exactly right. And I'm proud of those relationships which I have, and I'm proud that I have good relationships with a wide range of people. But the one thing I want to emphasise this was taken out of context, because BBC also had on record on the same interview my views on immigration, yet they chose to ignore those in order to put forward this little bit which they. And in fact, if you notice, they even said, it appears that he agreed. Not that he did agree. It appears that he agreed. So even they recognised there was a degree of ambiguity there, because they knew the question I asked. They knew the answer I was responding to. And they knew also that I later on spelt out my views on immigration. So they could have had no ambiguity at all as to what my views were, but chose to misrepresent them simply to get a controversial programme. And, of course, I'm well used to that kind of bias with the BBC, and will be taking it up with them.
OK, Sammy Wilson, thanks for coming on the programme. Thank you. That's the East Belfast MP, Sammy Wilson.